Persistence and dedication in prayer leads oneself and others to conversion, healing, and requests granted. Perseverance in prayer is driven not only by our desire to receive the grace we want, but by a complete trust and faith in Jesus. We believe that He will respond to our prayers no matter how unworthy we may and how impossible it may seem. I admire people who pray not only for themselves, but for others, most especially. Parents are admirable when they pray for their children, and sometimes only when they are in the next life that their children will understand how much parents prayed and sacrificed for them. There's a lot of good example for this virtue. But let us look on a mother in the name of Saint Monica, the mother of Saint Augustine. She lived in Tagaste in North Africa, which is now called Algeria. She and her husband, Patricius, has three children, Augustine, Navigius, and Perpetua. Navigius was always a good son, and Perpetua became a nun and abbess. But Augustine was different. As a teenager, he was influenced by the loose living of his companions. When studying in Carthage, he decided to take a mistress. Augustine, as we would say, such a brat that he even once said to Monica that there would be no problems between them and if she gave up her faith. After that, Monica was so desperate that she went to a bishop who advised her to be patient. He told her it would be impossible that a son over whom she had shed many tears would perish and that he would soon return to the faith. From then on, Monica stayed as close as possible to Augustine and prayed and fasted for his conversion. When Augustine was 29, he moved to Rome and then to Milan. Monica moved to Milan after him. Augustine often heard Ambrose, the bishop of Milan, preaching. And this is probably what sowed the seed of faith in his heart. All the prayers of her mother Monica for his conversion were now beginning to be heard after many years of seemingly being unheard. Augustine began to study the New Testament and especially the letters of Saint Paul. He was close to be baptized, but could not take a decisive step. His soul was crying out for conversion, but his body was saying no. He said in his book, Confession, "Lord, make me chaste, but not yet." The turning point came when one day Augustine read the passage from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 13 to 14 that says, "Put on the Lord Jesus and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." Augustine described in his Confessions telling his mother that his struggle was over. She leaped for joy and understood that God had given Augustine more than she had begged. So then Augustine was baptized by Bishop Ambrose, and he and Monica decided to return to North Africa. But while waiting in Ostia, the port of Rome, to catch a boat back home, Monica said to Augustine, "I have no further delight in anything in this life. There was one thing for which I desire to linger a little while in this life, that I should see you a Catholic Christian before I died. Why I am still here?" 5 days later, Monica caught a fever and went into a coma and died after 9 days. Augustine devoted many passages of his Confessions to his mother and all he owed her. Augustine went on to become a priest at the age of 36 and a bishop at the age of 41, and was Bishop of Hippo in North Africa for 35 years. My brothers and sisters, the Canaanite woman in our gospel for today was not worthy of anything from Jesus, considering her position in the society, poor, Gentile, or pagan, and a woman which was a second-class citizen at the time of Jesus. But look at her persistence. Even if she was refused 3 times. First, Jesus didn't answer her. Second, when Jesus refused his disciples' request on her behalf. And third, when Jesus said the children's food should not be thrown to the dogs. But the woman also cried persistently 3 times. "Have mercy on me, Lord. Lord, help me. Yes, please, Lord." Such faith led Jesus to cross cultural barriers to grant her request. "Let it be done for you as you wish." My brothers and sisters, sometimes, and even many times, it seems that the Lord is not answering our prayers. It seems that He refused or not listening to our requests. In our modern world, wherein we get things in an instant or at the push of a button or a click of our fingers. But our gospel is teaching us 3 important things to obtain healing, to grant our requests, whether for ourselves or for others whom we love most. First, pray to Him with all humility. Second, trust totally in God's generosity. And third, persevere in our prayer requests. My brothers and sisters, like Saint Monica, who was refused in almost 20 years of praying for Augustine's conversion, and the Canaanite woman persisted in prayer before God, we too must be patient and be persistent in our prayers. Let us not be discouraged and even lose hope or even give up. At the end, we too may hear the same words of Jesus, "Great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." Don't give up. Be persistent. Be humble. Your request will be granted. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy and please help me as I pray to you. Grant my petitions and requests not only for myself, but for those people whom I love most dearly. Strengthen me and help me to be patient as I long for your answers. And may I not lose hope and give up. I trust you, my Lord and my Savior. Amen.